From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Today, oil prices pushed past a record $49 a barrel during trading in New York. They settled lower at the end of the day, but the trend is clear. Oil costs a lot more than it did 4 weeks ago, and 50% more than it did at the beginning of the year. High oil prices have sparked concern about ripple effects throughout the economy. One place consumers are not seeing the higher prices is at the corner gas station. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Oil prices ended the day lower, but not before flirting with $50 a barrel. Energy analyst Phil Flynn of Aileron Trading in Chicago says the supply and demand for oil is so delicately balanced right now, every news blip from Iraq or Russia sends tremors through the marketplace.
With so little excess capacity in the world right now, any disruption becomes magnified, and that's why these markets are very, very strong.
So far, though, American drivers have not been paying for this latest spike in crude oil prices. Oil analyst Mike Burdett of the U.S. Energy Department notes that gasoline prices hit their peak just before Memorial Day. And in the 3 months since then, gas prices have actually fallen by nearly 19 cents a gallon.
No one wants to complain about falling gasoline prices, and yet they've been surprised that as crude oil prices have been rising, gasoline prices were still falling, and asking why that is.
To answer that question, it helps to remember that the price of gasoline has several components. Crude oil, which is usually about half the cost, taxes, retailing and distribution cost, and the refining margin. During the late spring, when demand for gasoline was high and U.S. stockpiles extremely low, the refining margin rose to an unusually large 50 cents a gallon, pushing the average price of gasoline nationwide above the $2 mark. Burdett says that had several consequences. It encouraged already hard-working refineries to crank it up another notch, and it prompted traders in other countries to send more of their gasoline here.
We use about 9 million barrels a day of gasoline during the peak part of the summer. Our refineries are only capable of making about 8 million barrels a day, so the other million has to come from overseas.
At the same time, $2 gasoline forced consumers to be more careful about their driving habits. Consumption of gas, which had been running 3-4% above last year's level, fell back to just 1% higher, or even flat. In other words, the higher refinery margins helped increase the supply of gasoline. At the same time, they reduced demand.
It's economics 101 working more or less the way it's supposed to.
By late summer, U.S. stockpiles of gasoline had rebounded, and refinery margins had fallen to a more normal level of about 13 cents a gallon. In fact, refinery margins have been shrinking faster than crude oil prices have been rising, keeping the overall price of gasoline in check. That lucky streak for drivers may be about to end, though. Consumer advocate Michael Shames tracks gasoline prices in San Diego. He says the wholesale price paid by independent gas stations has finally begun to increase.
Independent gas stations tend to be the canary in the coal mine, and they are starting to see the price for their refined gasoline go up. This is the first time literally in weeks that we've seen the wholesale market price of gasoline start to creep up. And what that means is that the skyrocketing prices for oil on the world markets is now suddenly starting to take its toll on the price of refined gasoline here in the States.
That could spell higher retail gasoline prices, and as wintertime comes, higher heating oil prices as well. The Energy Department's Burdett says much of the slack has now been squeezed out of the refining margin. With crude oil prices likely to remain volatile, consumers are more likely to feel the effects at the pump. Scott Horsley, NPR News.